Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to another episode of the Dark Rum Podcast, and I almost forgot what I was doing.
And my name is still Matt.
And my name is Kyle.
And my name is, I think it's Jared.
Jared's over here. He's all like mad and having a migraine. He's about to be twice as miserable.
And we even gave him a blood sacrifice.
We're going to make so many loud noises. We're going to like bang on things, and he's going to fucking throw the equipment and leave, and you'll never hear this episode.
It's within the realm of possibility.
Probability. Remember that one time you threw the recorder on the ground and we had to do it all over again, and I was just mad the whole time?
I don't.
You weren't there. It was a regular Rum Runner show. He threw the recorder on the ground, and I was just like, oh, we recorded what I considered one of the best episodes we ever did. It was hilarious and it was fantastic.
Was it Midnight Madness?
No. It was actually really good. It was really funny. He throws the recorder on the ground. And then we have to record again. And I'm not about pretending like what I'm saying is new.
No, that's the worst. Like when you write a paper and then something happens to it and you're like, I could never write those words I wrote again.
We nixed one story because, you know, sometimes on Rum Runners, we get into things that are a little more problematic. And he was like, I don't think we should keep that one anyway. And I was like, it was fun. We should keep it. I think it was about like selling old people or something. I don't remember.
I know exactly what it was about. It was about Billie Eilish. And you went a little bit too off in just insinuating what her brother was like.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was like an Angelina Jolie type situation.
Yeah, you went pretty hard in that, actually.
Anyway, speaking of old people, do you ever see, this has nothing to do with it, do you ever hear that story about the old folks home in Germany where they put a fake bus stop outside and it stopped them from running away? Because they had like, it was like an Alzheimer's place and they would just sit at the bus stop waiting for a bus.
And that's the
most genius thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, they'd let him sit there for a while and then he'd come out and be like, hey, you want some cookies? And they'd be like, oh, hell yeah.
I forgot what I was doing out here.
You just
here.
Wait long enough, they'll forget that they ran away.
Yeah, they're just out perfect. There like, I'm just waiting for the bus so I can go to the war. All the movies, they always take a bus to go to war.
Yeah.
I think that's how you got to war back in the
day. You go to the war store on a bus.
You get on the bus, they drive you across the ocean. Well, I guess it was Germany. They didn't really need to go very far.
Yeah.
They were worn with everyone. Anyway, so we're going to do, because this was a very burnt out week, a more relaxed episode, and we're going to do another Dark Runners episode. Dark Rum Runners, whatever. We're combining them again. This is going to be from some short news / long news / spooky news.
I'm a fan of Dark Runners. It makes us seem like we only deliver things at night.
There should be a service that does that.
I only did it because when I merged our two logos, Dark was the only thing you could see on Dark Rum, and Runners was the only thing you could see on Rum Runners, and I was like, Dark Runners.
Faded. Yeah, like, what would you like your delivery? 8 p.m. to 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, like people that are like work overnights would appreciate that.
Like, yeah. I just want my food delivered when the sun goes down. I can't go outside during the day.
Also, like I'm assuming that most porch pirates are at reasonable hours. No one's going to be driving around at 3 a.m. to see if they can steal something.
If someone is driving around at 3 a.m., it's to steal something. What are you talking about?
Every person who drives stole anything at 3 a.m.
I don't believe you.
I've only ever stolen things in broad daylight.
Crimes. All crimes happen at night. Everybody knows that. The most likely time to get home invaded is at like 9 p.m.
That's why the deliveries happen at like 11.
Exactly.
Did you ever hear the Donald Glover joke when he's like, I hate people that say, you know, times are worse now. He's like, times have always been worse the farther you go back. There used to be a time where people could come in, kill you, take your family, and they'd say, what do you expect? It's nighttime.
It's true.
No, those times were the best because it wasn't just in the news every day. So people were like, I live in a nice town. I can leave my doors open. Like, shouldn't. You shouldn't. No matter where you live.
Really?
Don't do that.
Surprising.
It wasn't as fun to report it back then, man. And plus, they didn't even know what serial killers were. They just kept being like, this was a different guy who did it exactly the same as that other guy.
We're like, murder seems to happen a lot the same way.
This is so crazy.
Plus, also, if someone died, they'd have to wait until usually like a... They'd have like a whole process just to print anything.
Yeah. It would take forever. Thing. They'd have to like go talk to the police. Well, no, depending on how far back in time you go. If you go back far enough in time, the reporters were on the scene walking around, stepping in the blood and over the bodies and stuff.
Well, yeah.
What do they call those? Something chasers?
No, that's just like
ambulance chasers. Yeah. I mean, that's a, they that still exists. That's a
lawyer. I don't even think that's what it was. I'm talking about like the Vasilla Axe murders, like where like the whole neighborhood just came to check it out.
Oh, see,
I think you're talking the police about, didn't I think know you're what talking about night crawlers.
My brain immediately was like, if you go back far enough, the reporters were at Dilophosaurus.
It's true. At some point they did make their own ink.
The helicopter was a fucking pterodactyl.
Yeah.
Yep. Old pterodactyls.
I would love some pterodactyl news.
You know, they never got caught going to the bathroom, right?
We should bring dinosaurs back. I mean, according to some people, they haven't even been gone that long. Over the summer, me and Jared
learned. There's literally dinosaurs outside right now.
Me and Jared learned.
I don't got no chickens in my backyard.
I was like, birds are dinosaurs.
Me and Jared learned that in medieval times, there were still dinosaurs. We learned that in August.
Yeah, yeah.
We learned that last month.
What?
People were super like, yeah, that's 100% accurate.
We were doing some production work at a place, and we watched the video, and they were like, did you know that dragons aren't real? They were dinosaurs.
Oh, knights fought dinosaurs? That's a way cooler story.
It wasn't true.
It would have been if it was, you know, even remotely
true. Wow, you both just gave me a new outlook on the world and shattered it in one conversation. Yeah.
Moses. We had to look at kids and go, hey, that's not real.
Yeah. When we left, we had to look at our children and be like, don't fucking believe that part of the story.
Don't ever say that to anybody ever again.
I don't want you to believe.
You'll sound psychotic.
I already don't want you to believe most of what you learn here, but that one particular thing, no.
Be like, there's dinosaurs that lived so far apart from each other that we can't even fathom the length. And the amount of time between us and the closest one, which weren't even cool dinosaurs, is still mind-boggling. Well, don't be dumb.
Alligators.
What'd they say?
Crocodiles.
Stegosaurus. It's like, would have never fought a Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah.
Because it was like 32 million years apart or something.
Millions of years apart. It's crazy.
Yeah. Wait, does that mean Ankylosaurus didn't fight T-Rex?
No, they actually did. Oh,
good. Yeah,
they're in the same.
They broke their ankles.
They broke their fucking ankles. It's fuck your Ankylosaurus. That's why it's my favorite.
Yeah, that is a good one. They found a really good fossil of the... I'll have to send you.
I mean,
I saw that picture recently. It's like a whole huge thing.
It should be the easiest dinosaur to find a fossil for. Everything was fucking bone.
It's just bone.
Its eyelids were fucking bones. Yeah, it's incredible.
Osteoderms are sick.
But you know what? Those still do exist. Those are pangolins.
Oh, yeah. Pangolins.
That's true.
Someone's going to find a fossilized pangolin and be like, dinosaurs were here still.
Right? We should just find a way to make those big.
Let's just talk about dinosaurs.
We could.
Dinosaurs are interesting.
You know, it's almost a dinosaur.
Birds.
There's been 6 Loch Ness monster sightings in 2023 year.
It is a dinosaur.
People do say it's a dinosaur.
Scientifically,
yeah.
We've all decided that it's a dinosaur.
Yeah, well, scientifically, the only proof of DNA we have from the Loch is eel DNA. And it is a dinosaur eel.
Yeah. Well, maybe it just eats so much eel. That it's got eel in its blood.
It's like when you have too much garlic and everyone can tell.
Yeah.
You're like, that guy loves eel.
It's just coming out of his pores.
He's just running off unagi power over there.
Yeah. You know, like how when Americans go and travel overseas and everybody just thinks they smell like fried chicken?
Delicious.
What about it?
Oh, I was just saying, yeah, you're helming this story.
This isn't just like a read the headline type deal. What? Man, if Rumors was like that, it would just be so much faster. Like, hey, did you hear about this? Boom, I mean, on to the next one.
I will say, we usually try to come up with the story. So you said that six people have spotted it, right?
Yeah and actually...
Four of them were drunk and two of them were scientists.
We don't try and predict it like that.
Where's the... I had one of these open. There's like an actual like registrar of Loch Ness sightings. And it's like lochness.com linked to it.
Do you have to fill that out?
I like to think that
if you see it and you don't, that's irresponsible.
I feel like it's like a literal... illegal. I know it's an online register, but it should be like something where like you have to go to the welcome center and be like, did you see one? Like, yeah, fill out the book.
I think you should have to go to the police station.
Okay, so this is...
There's a cop on duty.
This is the first article I found. This is from this August 25th. Hundreds join the search for the Loch Ness Monster.
That's too many people BBC that don't have a job.
It's a search for the Loch Ness Monster, billed as the biggest Nessie hunt in more than 50 years, has been taking place in the Scottish Highlands. 100 volunteers helped. I think it's exactly 100.
It's exactly 100.
They turn people away afterwards.
There's 100 volunteers helping. It says almost 300 have signed up to monitor the live stream during the search.
Wait. Is it still going?
When was the 25th? I will sign up. No, I think this was like a week or two ago. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Can't be a moderator.
Yeah, damn.
Do you think they were moderating for trolls, or do you think they were moderating to see if anybody...
No, they were watching
something
for Loch Ness. That's all they were doing. Nobody was a troll in that community. Trust me.
Yeah, nobody.
Right. They're all just like, I'm going to see someone get tangled up in their scuba gear when they see some seaweed at the bottom of this peat bog.
Speaking of people watching live streams and trolling people, I've just been going into live streams on the internet and telling people there's ghosts behind them. Most people are like, no, but this one person just straight up was like, is there? And I just kept pushing
everybody
it.
Else in the chat should have been like, yes.
That's been your icebreaker. Like, hey, did you see that in the background?
Yeah. Yeah. It used to be do a barrel roll, or I'm Brian Peppers, do a barrel roll. Nobody would do it. Then I'm like, I can't do a barrel. Like, nobody can do a barrel roll.
Did I spin in my chair when you said that?
You did, yeah.
Okay. I thought I did.
It's technically not a barrel roll.
So I don't know if it was, I got to look up when the last search was, but they're like, this article is picture. Well, yeah. But his pictures of this fiberglass submarine that literally kind of looks like the yellow submarine from Beatles.
From the Beatles, yeah.
But that was the one they used to search in 1969.
Nice.
Which is kind of funny because that's like the summer of love. They never talk about Nessie searches. They talk about the moon landing and hippies.
I mean, yeah, they should definitely have an extra comma there.
Yeah.
And being like, also a lot of people looked for the Loch Ness Monster.
For real.
Can't believe how fake the moon landing was.
So it does say this is the 90th year since the Nessie myth began. In April 1933, a hotel manageress, that word seems wrong.
Manageress.
The hotel manager, Aldi McKay, said...
Wow, no, it's manageress, and that's an awesome word.
Saw a whale-like creature in the lock.
I thought I had a long neck.
Yeah,
this
point.
Isn't tracking.
This is a different monster.
Yeah.
It might have actually just been a whale, because that thing connects to the ocean, I'm pretty sure.
Not like majorly.
It's a tunnel. It's a tunnel.
Yeah, you that think whale a whale's going through a tunnel?
Probably would have
died.
What
if a baby whale went through it and then grew up?
It still has to like not drown on its way, because I think the tunnel's like underground.
I mean, that's where tunnels normally are.
Yeah.
You never been to an above ground tunnel?
I've never seen one of them above ground tunnels.
You mean like when they cut the trees into a circle? You're driving through a green tunnel.
I just
tunnel.
Feel like you just need enough people to agree that something is a tunnel for it to be enough of us say that my street is an above ground tunnel,
we just put a bunch of like tarps out. We're like, go through the tunnel.
It's just an open air tunnel is what we call it.
Yeah, y'all know y'all are dumb because you both been in above ground tunnels.
If you go to
Philly before?
It's still underground.
That's underground.
It's not underground. It's built around it. It's a structure built around.
No, they went through ground.
What about the one that comes...
That ground
the Allentown
was there
first. One? What's the Allentown one?
That's
definitely above ground. That's
wait,
metal.
Well, then it would be a tunnel.
What?
That shitty tunnel, yeah.
The one that goes through the mountain on the turnpike?
It's not in the mountain.
Then I don't know what
just
you're talking
no mountain.
About.
He knows where it is because we delivered
sure,
out
yeah,
that way.
I'm trying to remember exactly.
I don't remember
what
it's called.
Like.
It's like it has a name related to the Lehigh Valley
okay.
or some shit, doesn't
I get,
it?
I get what you're saying. So if there was a tunnel through a building, that would still be an above ground tunnel?
Yes. I said, in building tunnel.
Because it's under rock, but not underground.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not underground.
I'll give you that.
That's just a monorail tunnel. They have those in Disney.
If the word tunnel's in it, it's a tunnel. It doesn't matter.
See, does cement count as ground?
No.
It is tiny little rocks.
It used to be. It was ground.
It was definitely ground.
Turned into powder mixed with water. And
it was water ground and earth ground.
It's terra firma.
Did you ever research what cement was? We drove past the cement plant and he was like, what is
it's
cement?
It's like sand and gravel and lime.
Yeah, a bunch of things that make up ground.
That all come from the ground.
Yeah. So if you lick cement, is it sour?
Okay, so is...
I think it's salty.
It's hyper-processed, but it's still ground.
I think it would be salty.
So you are still under ground.
No, it was a joke because of the lime. It's not really like made from limes. We shouldn't have multiple things named the same thing. Yeah. I always get messed up.
A fruit, some stone, a disease.
One of them will kill you.
I think lime, the stone, can kill you.
That's what I mean.
Turns you to rock.
It's not the fruit's going to kill you.
It doesn't turn you to rock. Turns you to soap.
I thought you meant the disease. Yeah, lime will turn you into soap.
Nobody dies from Lyme disease.
Do you remember the soap woman from the Scooter?
Maybe like not anymore.
Oh no, you can get liver failure from it.
Oh,
and like now, organ failure.
I thought now, as long as you get it like before anything super terrible, you just take a lot of extra naps.
Well, if you get it, yeah, but like a lot of people.
Doesn't it lead to Parkinson's? Isn't that how Michael J. Fox got it?
It gets into your brain, so maybe.
Yeah, it could be one of those things.
Spooky Lyme disease.
This is not a
ticks are terrifying. When we went on that adventure the other day and we had to walk through literal bushes, I was like, I'm gonna get ticks on
ticks
me.
Literally stand at the edge of grass blades and they just stick their little arms up like, gonna get you.
See, that's actually adorable. Don't tell me that.
See, now you
I might love that.
See, I mean, he was going, ticks can jump.
Oh yeah, they don't really jump.
I thought they just fell out of trees on you.
I was told that by my dad growing up.
I think deer ticks can jump.
He was convinced deer ticks jump and he wouldn't let me pet a deer because of it. I was this, like, my hand was about to touch, and he's like, don't do that.
Because how did deer ticks get on
Wait, a deer was going to let you pet it?
Yeah.
No.
We befriended, like, 12 deer really this day. Close.
Ticks cannot fly or jump.
I mean, I didn't say they could fly.
I'm just saying it says that on this thing.
I could have pet that deer.
I said, can they jump? And it said, no, and they can't fly either. I was like, all right, God, I won't get any ideas.
So we breed flying ticks. Cute side story on our side stories. One time me and Jared were in an area where the deer are very familiar with people. To the point where we were going and the deer were walking over
what?
To us.
We were feeding them crackers and stuff.
One of them literally followed him to a house and then back to our car.
Yeah, because the guy yelled at him.
Yeah, the deer. He was like, get away from here.
He was like, back up away from here. And I was like, me? And he was like, no, the deer. And I gave him what I was there for. And
the deer followed him like a dog.
And then he followed me back to the truck. And I was like, this is great.
So the entire time we were in that neighborhood, every place we stopped, there were deer. And every time we stopped near the deer, we would call them over to us.
That's awesome.
And we were throwing crackers
and stuff. I did have to get them to stop one time, though, because I called them. And then I realized that I had then crossed a busy road and like they started walking towards the road and then I went, never mind, go back.
That wasn't the only time. You also told them to stop the one time when you realized there was like 30 of them.
Oh yeah, there was
too
many. He
was like, come here. And then as they're starting to come, we're like, there's so many. And there's like four bucks in there and the bucks might get me.
It was after we gave a few crackers and then like a lot of them showed up and they were like really swarming us. And we were like, that's too many deer. Deer are dangerous. They are wild animals.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm going to have to look into this more after this recording.
How cement's made.
This is saying static electricity can help them cling to things if they fall like a joke.
What?
I don't know. How real is that?
So they just fall. They're like, I hope he's got electricity on
it. It says theoretically they're small enough that their body can't always overcome static cling.
I feel like they're also then small enough to be blown on the breeze.
Wait, does that mean like if you walk past a deer tick or like a tick, it might not even want you? You're just like accidentally magnet it to yourself.
Maybe
like
if you're like rubbing
beam.
It's like, oh fuck.
Are you rubbing balloons on yourself before you go outside?
I always honestly rub my feet on the carpet before I leave.
Now before my kids go outside, I might get some balloons, rub them together, and just run through the grass with them.
Jared's like,
see if I can collect them on the balloons.
I'm always ready to shock someone at a moment's notice.
You have to.
I need to be ready to destroy a CPU for the robot uprising.
Humans don't have enough natural defense mechanisms.
You know what's
one of the most, you have to do special things.
That was one of the most disappointing things in the world. One, because we almost met him, but he was busy doing karate on people. And two, I didn't know he was even in this movie. And three, Jared got electrocuted and he didn't get powers like powder.
Who was doing karate on people?
Powder.
Powder was. If you've seen Powder,
didn't know he was Powder, but...
That's the Flannery guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he was Powder.
Sean Patrick Flannery.
Yeah, apparently Powder. He was Powder too, because it was like, that was like the main one that was on the list of movies he was in. I was like, that's not the one I know him
from. Like, everybody like, knows I know him from movie. One movie. He was in other things, Powder. But no one immediately goes, Sean Patrick Flannery is Powder. Just Powder's Powder.
It was Kismet though, because I randomly bring that movie up too much. It's been a while, but this was a perfect time to do it. Electricity, Jared's been electrocuted. Powder got hit by lightning, got magic powers, and Jared didn't.
Yeah, that is true.
That's what that movie's about.
Yeah.
He's got electromagnetism. He's got
electromagnetism and stuff. Yeah. Oh,
and of alopecia.
Yeah. It's a crazy movie.
We should watch that and review it on the show. It's not scary or anything unless you count like being bullied in high school.
I was going to say, doesn't he kill people though?
No.
No, I could have sworn.
He gets bullied.
I could have I thought.
It's not like Carrie.
I thought he used his powers against his bullies.
What do you do? Pull out their fucking fillings?
Yeah, I would.
I would too, actually. That's like great because it's like enough where it's like,
you got to go back to the dentist.
You're not going
to
be in school tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then if they keep bothering you, just keep doing it. Like, you going to keep this going? Because I can also keep making you have to go to the dentist.
You can also like rip, if they're wearing jeans, you can rip the buttons off their jeans. And
I
then
like the idea of just.
You have the whole thing where your jeans won't close.
Just pants them from a distance.
I just like the idea of inconveniencing them to have to keep going to the dentist. Because at some point, the dentist will be like, I can't like file down any more of your teeth or you won't have any.
That is true. There's that. But I feel like ruining their clothes also is a pretty good one. Mm-hmm.
That's sexual assault.
I didn't say take off their clothes. I said ruin them.
I mean, I did say pants someone.
You did.
But sometimes, I don't know.
You know how jeans have those little like rivets on the pockets in the back? What if you just rip those off?
They just have no
rip my the pockets pants.
Fall off. Their pockets just fall off.
Try to put something in your pocket. Pocket gone.
Did you have the major pantsing issue that we had?
No, we had sack tapping in high school.
I had a secret technique called belt. And I never got pants.
No, but like remember in like our area, like it got to a point where they were like, it's illegal now. If you pants somebody, you're going to get arrested.
Yeah.
It's happening every day.
Due to the fact that we're so like where I'm from is so close to where you're from. We did hear about that. We actually heard because they used that as an example. Because
they were like, don't be like that.
Kids started doing it, you know, but they said, they're like, you know, there's places where that became illegal and you can go to jail because of it. And we're like, we don't think that's true. And then somebody was like, it is true.
I'm surprised.
I don't think they send you to jail though.
I'm surprised our hometown and its sister town weren't more of a warning for other things. We were in other parts of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Anyway, about Nessie, she's still there?
So speaking of pants,
I was just
Loch Ness Monster.
Exactly. I was just kind of, this article's really long from BBC. But
welcome to my world.
But now they're trying to say the legend goes back to the Middle Ages. So is it 90 years old or is it in the middle fucking ages?
I think just the hunt for them.
Oh, the hunt?
The it's hunt 900 is
and additionally 90 years. Well, I mean, come on. You got to think about it. Every time we've done research on like a cryptid, the Bunyip specifically, that's a good one, good example for this, where it's like, it was discovered, it was a legend for all of time ever, but it was first discovered in 1912.
That's fair. Yeah, this says an Irish monk, St. Columba is said to have encountered the beast in the Ness.
Aye, Columba.
Did he also like
a river that flows from Loch Ness?
Was he a detective?
He should. No, he's not Columbo. He's Columba. That's like how many letters early?
And you said it goes back to the Middle Ages?
Well, that's what this says.
So then it's definitely a dinosaur.
When was the early ages? Yeah.
The knights didn't kill one of the dinosaurs. Yeah.
It's the only one that survived.
Yeah,
it's the last dragon.
They were out there hunting down dragons. They're like, sea dragons!
But in 2019, scientists said... behind repeated sightings of the Loch Ness Monster might be giant eels. Researchers from New Zealand
big those eels are.
I mean, they get pretty chunky.
37 feet.
Researchers from New Zealand tried to catalog living species by like DNA in the water.
Yeah.
And there's like not even sturgeon, like nothing big.
What if eels can be like rats, where you can get rat kings? It's an eel king.
God, man.
It's a whole bunch of eels that have just intertwined together to make a super eel.
Super eel.
Well, that's the thing, too.
The thing is, rat kings almost immediately die. So yeah. We just kill all those eels.
What if it just keeps forming? And that's why, you know, there's a long time in between sightings sometimes.
There's just an amorphous blob that just eats eels.
Yes.
Maybe. What if there's something scarier than Nessie in the Loch Ness?
Yeah, that sounds scarier. That sounds farce. That sounds more not real and terrifying.
So
water scary.
I know electric eels get real thick.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find a picture of this freshwater.
That's because of all their electromagnetism, like powder. And they also don't have hair.
What if they're just electrically charged and they all stick together then?
Static electricity brings them together.
So that's kind of like a big one for a freshwater eel.
Yeah, that's fucking massive. Wait, Matt is
showing pictures on this. What the fuck?
It's a video.
See, that's not Nessie big, though.
That's a moving picture.
Yeah, but without... But if you see a bunch of them...
Like 100 of them fucking writhing together, swirling around, rising
so
from the water.
You are so convinced of this just ball of eel.
I like to think of more things can act like rat kings. It's a terrifying thought. I watched something and they talked about a wolf king and I was like, that would be terrifying.
A wolf
just
king?
Just a bunch of wolves. It was a D&D thing. Okay. But they were connected at the tail.
Because rat kings are tangled tails. Yeah. I was going to say some, they got like tar on them and then the second wolf is on its back. So if it flips over, it can keep chasing you.
That would also be great.
Because it's got legs on both sides.
That'd be amazing.
More animals should be made that way.
This is now going to be in our game. Once again, check out voidmadness.com.
I wish people could be like that. Imagine if you had a twin that was attached to your back.
There are people and that you walk
up,
like
you,
that.
Shut up. You walk up, you're like, what's up, baby? And she's like, nah, you're dumb. I don't like you. And then you just turn around and your brother's like, sup, baby? And she's like, I like you.
Be like, you're my type, though. Your brother? No.
No, I don't like him at all.
You ever hear about the guy?
Your bedroom is full of mirrors, so even if he doesn't, you don't go home with the one, the other one can still watch.
Optical illusions.
Did you ever hear about the prince that was born with like a face on the back of his head and it would talk to him and it was like horrible?
That sounds like the plot to the first Harry Potter book.
It does.
I think they cover
it. Was it telling him to do evil things and attack children?
Yeah. They cover it in like American Horror Story at one point. I think it's the circus one.
Damn. So any more things other than you think it's sightings? Yeah.
You keep blaming eels for being a 24-foot
It could
what the
be.
Fuck is the monster? The dinosaur.
Lake monster.
Oh, a plesiosaur?
Yeah.
Oh.
A please and thank you-osaur?
There we go. That's an easy way to remember.
How do you remember that?
I am the dinosaur kid.
Yeah, he says that, but yet he doesn't understand that the lock is so deep and it has so many tunnels that Nessie could just be living in one of those tunnels and never be seen until it wants to be.
What if it just sleeps in the tunnels?
All the time.
I always wanted to sleep in a cave.
There could just be a little bit, there could be an air pocket underneath, like it could lead to like an underground cave.
We don't know if it needs to breathe air. I mean, it has a giant neck.
Why does it come out of the water so much then? It's not hunting anything, unless it's eating birds that fly by or bats.
That'd be incredible.
Yo, can you just imagine if Nessie's diet consisted of bats? Like, that was, like, a big part of it. It's like, why? Why did you
evolve this way? It just pops out at night with its mouth open. It's like, you are a fish monster. Why are you out here eating birds?
Yeah, that's another humongous one.
That's not big enough.
But imagine tons of
them. It's the same thing we say about birds.
The whole thing would have to come out of the water.
Think about the same thing we say about birds when like you have no, what's the word I'm looking for? Scale? Reference?
Oh, yeah. When you have nothing for reference, you can't see
out there. Same thing in the water.
You can reference stuff in the water.
There's
reflections. There's trees.
I mean, what if?
Not
okay, what
in
if
the middle.
These eels crawl up sticks? And then there's just sticks floating, and then these massive eels climb onto it, and then it looks like a little snake monster.
What if Ireland is wrong, and they do have snakes? It's an anaconda. It's the Irish anaconda. It grows twice as big as a regular anaconda.
It's Scotland.
It's the same island, right?
No.
Whatever.
Ireland's on the other side.
So here's the thing.
Ireland's over here. Scotland's over
I actually, yeah. I do remember, I just learned that when I was looking up, like, what is the UK, like, what countries make it up? But like growing up my whole life, I thought that Ireland and Scotland were connected, and that's why there was like a whole freaking like terrorist organization for it. Because I was like, oh, they were like, oh.
Talking about that game.
Yeah.
No, that was just against England.
Yeah, but it was because of Scotland.
It's because of England.
Yes. It was because of England and what they did with Scotland. That's why there's like Palestinian flags if you go to like whatever part of Ireland.
Well, because they support anyone fighting big regimes.
Yeah, that take someone's land and give it to someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why North Ireland is.
Do they hate America?
I don't know. Go ask them.
I don't think they'd want to talk to me.
Do you know, I heard if you go to Ireland as a redhead, they assume you're American because apparently red hair is not really that big a trope in Ireland.
I'm like, that must be really bad for anybody in Ireland who actually has red hair.
That, yeah, I don't know.
They're like, look at this American over here. I'm like,
you've known me my whole life. You're like, American.
I'm a duke.
Like, you must have bought a tree, you bastard.
Do you see? You notice those people never advertise anymore, right?
Why, are they out illegal? Of trees?
Are they out?
No.
There's no more square foot.
They just got caught to be like misinforming people.
I thought you got 1 square foot of land.
Yeah, and it's not enough to. I mean, like, yes, it's a cool like gift.
I thought it was a gimmicky thing.
If you just bought a bunch of that and been like, I actually do have enough land.
I thought
I
it was
a
like
Lord.
A gimmicky thing anyway. I didn't think it really counted. You just got a thing that said it. It was like.
Yeah. Pfft. Well, it came off as false advertising because they were like being like, you could call yourself this. And
that's
it's like.
That's like the bullshit.
When I people, can call myself a Lord. Yeah,
that's like the bullshit though. When you buy someone a star, like that's your star. Like that star is the same star they sell to everybody.
When we were in senior year, one of my friends,
you did this to me.
From Nazareth, her husband, her boyfriend at the time bought her a star, and we made fun of that kid so much.
He's dead now.
He's dead to us. He was my Quiznos connect. He was the one who
Quiznos.
He opened a thing of lettuce, but they got all their lettuce freeze dried from South America, and it had a tree frog in it.
That's fucking
Quiznos
awesome.
Had freeze dried lettuce
or flash frozen lettuce.
Freeze dried sounds.
Yeah, it was how flash
dried. Do they like soak it?
You rehydrate your lettuce.
What you got?
Oh, I thought you were still talking about Nessie.
I could talk about Nessie for fucking 14
years. You
were very
confusing with your article because you would just take pauses and then we would talk about dinosaurs in the medieval times. Anyway.
Talked about just other stuff. It was fun though. On to the next one.
Time traveler holds up spooky picture he claims shows what the Earth is like in 2118.
What's it like? Is it a flat Minecraft board?
I don't know. This man is wearing a creepy old person mask. It's definitely not his face. Alexander Smith says he was part of a secret CIA experiment.
Made him name.
And that aliens will arrive on Earth in 2050, as well as showing a picture of a city he says shows what Earth will look like. This guy I know is a liar for a fact, because me and Matt are from the future. Our time machine is just broken. We have to wait for it to get fixed. It's not time yet still.
It's a part we need that.
And I know exist. That there's still not aliens then.
Did you guys see the people reacting online to what the United States will look like in, I think it's like 100, like 100 years or something, if we don't combat climate change?
Is it like Waterworld?
It's the Mediterranean Sea. They superimpose the Mediterranean Sea onto the United States.
Sick.
And they're like, look at how crazy this is. Water's just going to flow
tactics.
Through. And they're like, and Nebraska's going to turn into Italy. It's going to be insane.
That sounds cool.
What if Louisiana turned into Italy and they're like, it's a thinner boot now.
yeah, but apparently like a lot of people believe, they're like, that's so terrible, we need to do something, and then everybody else is like, you know, it's the Mediterranean Sea, right?
That's amazing.
Like, it's clearly the Mediterranean Sea.
So like, but like, no, actually that'd be cool if that happened in like Louisiana, because then instead of like swamp boat tours, you're just like, I'm gonna get a gondola.
I mean, that would be cool. I feel like we should have more canal cities in America.
Louisiana is only so close to being a floating city anyway, you know. They can't even
Louisiana is a state.
They can't even what did I say?
City.
Continent, whatever. Because you can't even put people underground because there's so much water there.
That is true. New Orleans is what they literally made that under sea level.
I don't understand what that means.
As in the sea level is up here, and they built the city of New Orleans down here.
Why would you? Why would you dig down to build a city?
I think that's just naturally where they were able to build it.
That actually
think they
be,
built it. I don't think
it
they
would
dug.
Be funnier if they're like, we want to be the first people underwater.
We want to be Atlantis. And be like, you know, that didn't go well for Atlantis, right?
That was because they got too greedy and God struck them down.
Oh, I thought,
what do you call what happened to New Orleans?
I thought it's because Atlantis was fake and made up by a Greek philosopher.
Wow.
No, totally real.
An elderly man has claimed to be one of the first time travelers. Wait,
but you said he's wearing a mask?
It looks like a mask. First of all, though, he's an elderly man. But the CIA would not be like, hey, old guy, you want to time travel for us? Because I feel. And I know that you have to go through a rigorous physical before you can go in time travel.
Well, those haven't been put into place yet.
This man is from like 15 years after we time traveled.
Oh, okay. I never asked you the initial starting point.
No, you're too concerned with what songs we wrote in the past. Everything for the Cure.
I just keep trying to ask you what happens to me since I'm immortal. I can't die. I'm still Here's alive. The thing.
We didn't know you then. Yeah. We met you here.
You keep saying that. I don't.
We're not omnipotent.
You know how Bender went back in time and then was back in time for all the shenanigans, but he waited to get back to the future.
Yep.
That's us. Alexander Smith says he was involved in a secretive CIA experiment and is risking his life to talk about the future. If it's CIA in the future, the CIA in the past isn't gonna crime you or whatever.
Yeah. Unless they
don't know. Unless they're like writing themselves letter. They're like, all right, if anybody ever comes back in time and we send them here and they say anything, we kill them for future us.
I mean, they might have sent back someone first. Like sent back someone. It was like
they sent them mail back.
Sent mail. Yeah.
They like that Lake House movie with Keanu Reeves is real. They just go there. They
wait.
Open
it's
there,
just in
letter.
The CIA.
So postmen get the time travel first. That's bullshit.
Honestly, that would be good. Your mail would never be late.
They also did used to be so trusted they let people give them children to bring places.
What?
You never heard of that?
You were like legally were allowed to mail kids?
There's literally a thing. If you look it up, there's a girl they set on a train's mail compartment on the train and they just stuck stamps to her jacket for like the amount of weight she was.
Why can you not still do that?
I forget what year it was. They specifically made it illegal to mail people.
In a video on YouTube.
It's cheaper.
Yeah, it's way cheaper.
He claims the CIA are looking for me and I'm living in hiding.
Why is he doing interviews then?
They wouldn't know.
No, he's got a YouTube channel.
What?
He has a YouTube channel?
And the CIA are looking for him.
He claims to have traveled from 1981 to 2118 and back. Oh, he's from 1980s. He traveled to the future. He went back to the future.
So they've been looking for him this whole time, and they just haven't gotten there yet, but now he came back.
That makes sense now.
Why didn't he just go back to the time he left?
It's past CIA. That makes a lot of sense.
Why didn't he just go back to right before he left, hide in the corner, and then when he disappeared, be like, oh, it didn't work.
Like, you can't get the time right, so you just got to do like some shitty stage magic.
Throw smoke bombs down.
That would actually be amazing.
You're like, I am both a literal magician and a sleight of hand expert.
Yeah.
Like he just like whites out the room with lights. So they're like, oh, must make a giant light flash when people go through the portal. And he's like, nah, man, it just didn't work, and I think I'm blind now. You're like 80 years older than you were when you went in there.
I would just, I guess this machine sucks out people's time.
Oh, it takes their age. I would just mace them at the last second and be like, the time fluctuation got into your eyes.
He said, I visited the year 2118 as part of a top secret CIA mission. As to my knowledge, it was one of the first times that time travel had been successfully completed.
How do you know?
It's time travel. Why would they tell
you? He said, as far as I know.
Yeah, he don't know shit.
I went to the future and then back to the past. This all happened in the year 1981. I don't believe that we had that technology.
Oh, so he didn't come back to this year. He went to the future and then shunted him back to 1981. And then he's been alive until now.
Yeah.
Technology wasn't invented yet. I'm aware of it. I was a time travel mechanic. In the video, he then offers proof for his trip through time and produces a picture he claims confirms the story. He said,
did he draw it?
I do have
crayon.
I haven't seen the picture yet. I do have something to show you today. The picture was taken in the year 2118.
Where this, all cameras work on Crayola film.
Crayola film. This picture was the city I walked in. I'll never forget what it looked like. I'll never forget when I took that picture. I don't know what happened in my brain.
$10, it's AI generated.
I was gonna say, I'm like, of course he would have this picture now that AI is the thing.
Yeah.
It was right outside the city before I walked into it. The blurry picture appears to show a number of tall green buildings which are oddly shaped. It's AI. It looks like no city in the world at the moment. Mr. Smith added, it's
pretty easy prompt. Be like, generate a future city that does not look like any other city in the moment.
And make his name is Mr. Smith.
And is blurry, and the buildings are green. Make the city of Oz, or what with the Emerald City. Make the Emerald City, but futuristic.
Here's the thing. I can understand why he would give a fake name if the CIA is looking for him, but his first name is Alexander. I assume that there are people named Alexander with the last name Smith. It's one of the most popular names in the world. In Europe. I choose to wait
and until America, actually. I saw a thing.
Smith. Wow. Smith still is the most common name, yeah.
I'm related to a Smith. I choose to wait until now to reveal that picture to you because I didn't know if the world was ready to see it.
So he picked 2023. Now.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the government is like out there being like, there's UAPs in the sky. We've been watching them.
I guess.
That was a picture. I mean, not the whole trial thing. Before the trial thing, they said that.
Wouldn't that have been really good evidence that this is not the time? Because the government was like, hey, there's UAPs in the sky. And everybody was like, my rent's too high.
Here's the thing. Yeah. No, it's the perfect time. Yeah. It won't cause panic now that we learned that nobody gives a shit if there's aliens
or not.
But
now the CIA knows that he gave away the secrets. So now he's definitely going to get murdered.
Yeah, for sure.
Unless they're just like, he didn't
convince anybody and he gets murdered.
It's not that he didn't convince anybody. At this point, I think everybody will believe everything. We just don't care.
I guess you're right.
The earth is flat. There's time travel. And the aliens been coming here. And they're best friends with some.
All right, listen. And there's
lizard Ronald people. Reagan.
I got to tell you, it's actually cube Earth. It only appears round from space because of the ozone layer bending light.
Earth is actually...
Bro, that sounded way better than flat Earth, right?
It does.
Earth is actually a 4D construct, so it's a cube with inside a cube, and that's why there's
We haven't reached the other cube.
And as you move, it changes shape?
Yeah, but we can't visualize it all because we can't see in fourth
dimension. Yeah, we can't understand four dimensions.
Yeah.
Obviously. Dog. God.
God. That's why we bury people in the ground.
They're actually just like floating in space inside the earth.
Yeah.
That was a picture from the future, which I was able to take back. There was only...
Was it a Polaroid?
I don't know. There was only a minor amount of distortion on it. That was caused by the time traveling process. Wow. Just let me finish
them answers answered.
So it's a printed out picture that got changed? Or was it like on his phone? And he's like, look, the tachyon.
Yeah, 1981. He took it with a 1981 Polaroid.
picture camera.
He used a Polaroid, and while he was shaking it, time particles got onto it.
That actually makes sense.
He was shaking it while he was time traveling back.
Yep, God damn it, Andre 3000. You had us ruining our photos.
The government confiscated the original photo, but before they took it from me, I managed to make a copy.
You need like a whole room for that. Like back in the day,
used a Xerox machine.
Did you need like a whole room?
There was a Xerox machine. Xerox machines have been around as long as cowboys or some shit, right?
I mean, fax machines were around since Oregon Trail.
You know,
stuff.
I call bullshit because I looked that up room? To see what that was like, and it is not. It's not a fax machine. It is like a scary, weird.
It was still a fax machine.
Thing. It doesn't.
It no, sent it's a not. Facsimile. Look
how,
when they were looking.
How did he get this picture? How did he copy this picture without anybody taking it from him first?
This is 1980 CIA. They were all busy doing LSD and selling cocaine.
Be like, Bill, you just came back, right? Okay, wait right there while we sell some more coke.
We gotta rail some lines, and also, just so you know, Johnson over there is all fucked up seeing ghosts and shit, because about 4 hours ago, we put a bunch of LSD in his water. He still hasn't figured it out.
Yeah. He's like, cool, I'll stay right here. And they're like, the copier's fixed. Like, but don't go anywhere.
If this is real, this 100% would have been a part of like MK Ultra. This would have been an MK Ultra project.
Oh, trying to time travel?
I mean, they were sending people to Mars.
Being dosed and like they did in MK Ultra and like not knowing you're on, like doing acid and knowing you're on acid can be a fucking journey.
Doing acid and not
knowing? Not knowing you're on it and just thinking reality is crumbling around you.
People died. There's a real story where they did it, the one CIA guy, and he jumped out of a window in like a skyscraper.
I've heard this story, so I want to see if it's real.
That you don't know if that one's true?
I never looked it up.
I don't know. You both heard it, so it's definitely true.
100%. It was at like a party. They dosed everybody at the party, and that guy freaked out. Detailing what the world will look like in the next century, the old man also explains how humans will have received visits from aliens, speak a new language, and climate change will get much worse. The time traveler said, aliens do visit us. There are intelligent extraterrestrials that do come to Earth. The first visit in the mid-21st century.
Okay, so real quick. He's saying that time, he's be time traveled to the future. He's there. All right. Once we have, so I guess we stopped going. So we stopped time traveling.
We stopped going to the moon after we faked it the first time. Well, the first 11 times.
But so we stopped going to the future. And climate change.
Apollo 13 went to the moon.
Climate change really, really bad. Yeah. But like in around our time, aliens are going to visit.
Yeah. They already have.
And at no point are we, because I'm assuming if he really. Definitely a mask. If he from a glance was able to determine that aliens were visiting, I'm assuming that it became like a regular thing.
They're just walking around, man.
So aliens come to visit. They have advanced technology, but they're just like, hey, we're going to let you keep fucking up your planet.
For why would they care?
100 years.
Do you think?
Because they're coming to visit, apparently.
That looks real, man. That doesn't look like a blurry AI-generated picture. No, this looks... I feel like this is definitely real. Those clouds look normal and shit.
That is 100% an AI picture.
No. That is... No, it might not even be AI. He might have just gotten high and drew that. So the guy jumping out the window story, besides the fact that there was a more recent window about a guy who... chopped into his he didn't chop off he chopped into his own dick
there was a more assaulted. Recent window where this happened. What does that mean?
Yeah, hold on, man.
Like people were just looking through windows.
This is from New Zealand. A French man attacked his girlfriend, severed part of his own penis before jumping out of a two-story window. I don't think he died.
That's rum running.
But so Frank Olson, he was a bacteriologist, biological warfare scientist, and an employee of the United States Army Biological Warfare Laboratory. He was unknowingly dosed with LSD and 9 days later plunged to his death from a window.
That's probably just because he was working on war crimes then.
The U.S. government first described his death as suicide, then as misadventure, while others in the company allege murder.
What is misadventure?
Meaning like he was doing a thing and didn't mean to die. Like if you die rock climbing is misadventure.
I think that he was fighting monsters.
Yeah.
I now somehow want to have the terms misadventure and mayhem in a story that involves me.
That would be great.
But yeah, but he was one of the people who was dosed against his knowledge.
I feel like that is one of the best things the CIA ever did. Just walking around giving like, because they mostly did it to themselves.
Yeah,
it was like mostly. They did do it to
They did it internally as like research.
Yeah, they're just like, I wonder what will happen if I do this to you. So it mostly sounds like pranks.
Haha, just a prank, bro.
As he's jumping out the window.
Thing. You would think that everybody in there, in the MK Ultra program, knew they were giving people acid as part of pranks. Or not pranks, but like they knew this was happening.
They knew they were doing pranks.
It was just a matter of, they wouldn't do that to me. And then by the time you figure it out, you're all fucked up on acid and you don't know what real life is anymore.
I would never drink anything that didn't have a fucking lid on it.
They probably put it in more things. You're just in a room. You're like, wow, the air conditioner just kicked on. It's already pretty cold in here. It's just gas. acid gas.
I was going to say someone just walks by and they just bump into you and you're like, ow.
Oh, yeah. Stabbed like when they would acid. Stab people in the leg with that umbrella full of ricin.
They shot them. That was a little ice bullet.
Well, they did that too. Do you ever saw the umbrella with the ball delivery in the end?
Yeah. I thought that was Russian.
No.
The umbrella one.
Was it?
I think so. Because we had something too.
I saw, I don't know. I was reading
everybody
about the CIA.
Had something. You know,
how many Russians got umbrellas?
Our whole world was always about like weapon racing. Even MK Ultra, where they were giving people acid and telling them to fucking astral project to the moon.
I was going
to
say, that was like the psychic wars, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's dope.
And the whole reason it happened was just like America and Russia were just so content on fucking with each other that like, it would be like, oh, you guys are astral projecting now? That's cute. We fucking We have implanted this man's mind into that man's body, and like fucking, it is all just bullshit and smoke. We're just like, oh god, they can send another man's soul into another man's body. We got to work on something new.
You ever watch Fringe?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Once or twice. No, I didn't watch a lot of it though.
Oh, if you keep watching it, they really really go into the whole like, you know,
isn't that just like knockoff Warehouse 13?
No, Fringe is kind of its own thing, but has a lot of time travel in it, a lot of things along those lines. But also, he did a bunch of studies. Basically, it's MK Ultra. He was just like, yeah, I was just giving tons and tons of people lots of drugs and then putting them in sensory deprivation chambers to see if I could unlock their latent psychic abilities. And he did that to this one chick's mom or her when she was a child. Don't remember which one it was. And then she got psychic powers from it.
Hell yeah. Open my third eye. Let me get all Jean Grey up in here.
Yeah. Except for apparently he was like, when they were saying the amounts of drugs that he was giving, like it was like, everybody was like, that's a lot.
The tap water closes my third eye.
No, it calcifies your perineum. Perineum.
Perineum.
You're talking about your gooch?
I was going to say, yeah.
I always forget what the word is. That's it's something that sounds gooch. Like gooch. Which one? Perineum?
I think perineum. Perineum. I thought perineum was your gooch.
Now I'm Googling gooch time.
One of them's your gooch. One of them's your third eye. Fluoride calcifies it.
What if they're the same thing? What if your gooch is where your third eye is?
The neum is the gooch.
So perineum.
Third eye.
Perineum.
Term.
Perineum.
I don't know how to pronounce it. I just think perineum is a more fun way of saying it.
Pineal.
Pineal
gland. See, it still sounds like a dick.
Pineal eye, not a pineal gland.
Pineal gland sounds like your gooch.
It still sounds like dick related talk.
So perineum is your gooch.
Perineum sounds less like a dick.
I've already forgot the word you said.
Or pineal. Sorry, pineal.
Pineal.
No, not pin. Pin. Oh well, it's the eye with the line over it.
It's a gland though. Yeah. It's just calcified.
You're calcified.
And now we don't have psychic powers, but also, Matt, on to the next one.
On to the next one, which is close to home and real.
Very close to home.
I feel like you're lying.
Man convicted of murder in Pennsylvania and wanted in Brazil remains at large after jail escape. This is real.
Wait, when you were telling me the story, I thought he escaped a jail in Brazil and fled the Pennsylvania.
No.
Okay, now this makes a little more sense because I was like, that's a lot of like international travel for someone.
I'm just going to keep going past
this dude's like, he's like 34 and it's in the same area Bam Margera was on the loose.
He's Matt's age. Last year.
Says
how old are we?
Yeah, how old
are we? I was going to say, you guys are the same age.
I know.
I'm the only one here that's a different age.
This says Westchester AP. Does that mean this article is quoting from AP? Anyway, this is from
Westchester's
local branch of ABC News. Hundreds of law enforcement agents searched Friday for a man recently convicted of murder in Pennsylvania. He stabbed his girlfriend. Not fun.
It was like 38 times.
A day after he escaped from county jail. Yeah, he thought she was going to tell on him.
Tell on him for what?
For the first murder, being from Brazil.
No, yeah, but for being from Brazil and you know our country, like we do, people like run here, but then if you get caught, like they will send you back.
It depends.
They're like, you doing the murders?
Unless you do the same thing here, and then we're like, you know what? Fuck that place. You're in trouble here.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's like countries where we're like, we don't like you enough to give you this back.
Well,
there definitely is.
So I was just watching Indiana Jones. I mentioned off mic and I was looking stuff up to do with like international, like stealing relic laws.
Mm-hmm.
And in the United States, if the country you absconded with a treasure from doesn't report it a national treasure or like that it was stolen, America will do nothing about it because they consider it enforcing the other country's law for them.
Yeah.
So just steal things that the countries don't care about, I guess.
That's different than murder, though.
Yeah, it is.
Steal a bowl from a site, and then you'll know that it's not a national treasure.
But this is like not like super local to us, but it's within driving distance.
It's uncomfortably local.
Allentown is just a suburb of Philadelphia.
Authorities said area residents should scan videos from their doorbells and surveillance cameras. He was actually spotted 4 times this week by civilians.
It was trail cams.
He's right. Some were
trail cams. Yeah.
lot of them have been trail cams.
Why do people always come here and like hide in the woods after they do murder?
Because there's a lot of really good woods in the Appalachian.
But here's the thing. Yeah, here's Pennsylvania is a really far, good
hiding place.
So far.
At least eastern, yeah.
Yeah.
And like you're gone in NEPA. You're fucking not getting caught. Northeastern
like,
PA.
That's yeah. not true. Because in the last like 10 years, mostly in our area still for some reason, like the Poconos.
Go
and,
to
like,
the Delaware Water there. Gap.
People get caught all the time, and then the cops beat the shit out of you. Remember that one dude that like killed a cop, and then he was hiding in Stroudsburg or whatever,
yeah,
or Broadheadsville, and yeah. then they caught him, and they beat the fuck out of that
well,
guy.
Well, yeah, they brought him in, and he was all beat up, and they're like, he fell down a lot.
yeah.
Listen, I...
He fell into a lake, and the lake had a lot of rocks on the
I'm
bottom.
I'm all for repercussions when people step out of line in their job, but... What do you expect is going to happen when you killed blank group and blank group is responsible for apprehending you?
Yeah.
You're going to get fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that guy from Ohio, they all get caught. It's not a good place to hide.
Yeah.
Our woods are apparently easy to get found in.
Well, no.
It's you need to go to the Pacific Northwest. It's
well, no, that's how you just never, that's your different yeah, type of death
people just
sentence.
Disappear there.
Yeah. That's a different death. Around here, like people very easily like can just go back and forth between like a town and like the woods.
You
and
they imagine just keep getting away. If like in the Pacific Northwest, people that just disappear actually just wind up in like a secret town that nobody knows exists.
Well, like, there's like a Sherwood Forest, like yeah, Robin it's just Hood like kind of thing. So it's just a deep bunch in, of,
they're just like yeah.
Well, after
fuck those,
and after, there's still a Starbucks there.
I mean, all literally the Appalachian goes up half the East Coast, right?
Yeah.
There's people along that trail called trail angels that are like part of religious organizations that set up like little way stations of showering and food. They cook like spaghetti for them and stuff.
I thought you were going to say they abducted you and convinced you to join their cult.
No.
You were like, they give you showers. I was like, before that, I was like, and then they take you.
Yeah, they shower you with affection. Was. It's called love bombing. It's a classic cult technique. But there's literally like other people that just
remember walk, that for our culture.
They just walk the trails. Like my stepbrother said, who when he came up the trail, met two people whose job is just walking the trail and selling hikers drugs.
That's a great job. Also,
so like there's a whole community in these mountains.
Well, there's also the term also, you used confused like, me.
Yeah.
Tiny is it the same person that I there. Think it is?
Yeah.
Is it the same person that we know?
Yeah, it's Junior.
Okay.
He's my bootleg stepbrother.
I never heard you call him that before, which confused me.
I call him but
he also,
all the time.
He also knew that guy that murdered that couple on the trail. Remember?
Oh, yeah. He saw that article and he was like, I hiked with that guy.
And the people he murdered?
Yeah. I mean, but there's like in the Appalachians, there's that like means- whole little tiny towns of just people that are just completely... Yeah. Isolated.
They're
and
just
no
out
one
there brother loving and stuff.
You know, yeah. I just found I had to look that up. Unincorporated towns. Like yeah. they're technically part of other towns. They're like on the outskirts. Do you know those places elect their own mayors and a lot of times they're animals?
That's I awesome. Can see that.
There was there's one unincorporated town, I forget where, but they've had a goat as a mayor and it's like up to like the sixth or something.
Isn't Centralia that's, like unincorporated?
Well, yes, but that's like...
Yeah.
No, like when it was a city, I don't think it was.
No, it was because it had mail. Like they... Well, I guess they'd still bring you your mail.
Everybody has mails.
I think like if you're...
There's no Amazonian
towns. They just don't consider it a different town. You know,
I just know
like,
it was weird because I remember when we were doing the research on it, there was like some weird thing... Where like they're trying to get forced. That's why it's on fire. No, it's probably not. That's just weird government conspiracy that I just made up. But no, there's like some weird thing where like there's like a bunch of towns that are like that, and the government's like, do it. I also didn't understand what incorporating a town meant because it sounded to me like they're just turning the town into a business.
Yeah,
it was weird terminology for me.
Oh yeah, that's fair. So people have also been advised to check their neighbors' homes if they're on vacation. That's how serious they are. But
yeah, you know what? We need to go over there and just start checking in some homes.
The guy escaped Thursday morning and has been seen walking on the road near the jail shortly after. They've not disclosed the circumstances of his escape, but we know he shimmied up the wall like a gecko.
That article has something to be about before I saw the freaking video of it.
Yeah.
We don't know how it happened. You're watching a video like that's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, I know how it happened.
So the guy's hands on one wall, his feet on another wall, and then like I did to the hallway leading into a bathroom in my grade school that I got detention for, he climbed up the wall.
Oh, I did it, and I just did it at home. my mom would be like, get down from there. I'm like, come up and get me.
Yeah. I got detention for climbing the walls, and they called my dad and he was like, what is he in trouble for? And they went climbing the walls. And my dad went, was like, you fucking stupid? Called me for that.
You're like, that sounds impressive.
You know, he was just like, you that's fucking not, he, called me for climbing the walls.
He just didn't believe it was real.
He's like, he ain't fucking stupid.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. He's like, that doesn't make sense. And this is stupid. And you're wasting my time.
He's like, but thank you. I'm going to hit him for this.
Prosecutors said, what? Oh, they alerted the Brazilian consulate that he escaped. They're like, yeah, we don't know where your guy is.
And we're also really bad at finding
it
people.
Took them, listen, it took
were they
them,
gonna send him back to Brazil?
Probably. I mean, well, he killed someone in America, so he's on trial here as well.
Yeah, but or was it just like the, hey, be on a lookout, this guy might come.
He might home. Come back.
Probably. He might somehow travel.
Well, so when they catch
America, because he's at the top Mexico, right now, so he's got to go through Central almost the America. Whole America,
well,
all of Central America, all of Mexico,
he originally,
most of South America.
He originally came to the States by first going to Puerto Rico and then getting travel to the mainland. But when these people are known wanted internationally are caught, they let home base know. They're like, hey, we got your guy, but he's wanted for stuff here. So they probably,
and it's equal.
Yeah. So they're like, so we're
like, if he got caught for like selling drugs, they probably would have just sent him back, but he got caught for doing the exact same thing.
I don't know. Cause even states, when it comes to like giving other states back their criminals, sometimes they'll be like, nah, man, he's under arrest here for fraud. And they're like, he murdered six people. Can we have him? Like, after we try him for this fraud, maybe
we gotta pay for those people.
I've also heard of like times where like that's happened and it was like, yeah, you guys can have him when he's done with his sentence here.
Stabbing a woman in the face 38 times, I don't think he's gonna be done with his
sentence. Stabbed her in the face 38 times?
I mean, like all over.
I think it was probably all over. I just went to face.
They want
like
that
in the
sweet,
Scream
sweet
movie
money.
When she just like stabbed up his arms into his chest, down his other arm, up his legs and shit.
Yep.
That was good. But yeah, they want that sweet, sweet revenue. They get him, even if he stays there for 2 months, they get money out of him.
Yeah, and they get that Brazilian money.
That Brazilian money.
They're like, I need a fresh Brazilian.
Start doing trades.
On to the next one.
Oh, you're done?
I mean,
you didn't even explain the part about how he crab walked. I don't even know what that means still.
I said he put his arms on
that's
one wall.
That's not crab walking.
I imagine he was like, that's the whole shit. Everyone keeps calling it crab walking, technically it's spider climbed.
I called it geckoing.
I was imagining Zoidberg.
Yeah, no.
I thought he just like walked through the fence.
Yeah, no, he got out by walking out the front door like a whoop, 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 whoop. And they're like, we don't know how to touch that.
They're like, that's just weird.
They're like, don't. He probably has rabies or something.
He also tiptoed around a bunch of razor wire.
Maybe that'd be a fun way to get out of jail. Like, imagine like you're just like
Zoidberg walking.
No, you just like keep letting like bats and birds into your thing and getting baby. Like, I'm gonna get rabies.
Here, one more thing. It says
don't touch him. He's got the rabies.
He got far enough away, and the guard said, must have been the wind.
That's really what happened.
No, that's a Skyrim reference.
That's great.
There's a Skyrim reference in Dead by Daylight. I noticed.
What?
The knight has an arrow in its knee.
In its knee. Well, that's also just an older term for like ball and chain, like getting married. Taking an arrow to the knee meant you got married. You couldn't
don't
do
fucking
stuff.
Ruin things all the time. That's all you ever do.
You mean have historical knowledge, I guess.
Shut up. I'm actually guy. You're the fucking comic book store manager from The Simpsons.
I can't help it if I know more things than you.
You don't know more things. You just know more things that are different than the things I know.
That's fair.
But to build off the actual story, another guy did the same thing like a month ahead of time.
Escaped or the murder?
He climbed up that same wall through the same hole.
At the same jail.
And he was running across the building. At that point, there was a guy in the guard tower that basically was like, I'm going to shoot you. And he was like, oh, sorry, I gave up. And they were just like, they contacted some like a jail security company, and they're like, what do you think we should do? Should we like build something and block this hole? And they went, no, just put a bunch of razor wire on top. No one's gonna want to go through that.
Prisons are all about low cost, high income.
I feel like if you put like a sheet of metal over the hole, though,
here's the thing, I don't think they should be allowed to shoot people.
The guards,
they're not a danger to them. running away. They might be a danger to other people, I guess.
Maybe shoot them in the leg.
I mean,
I also don't I think
they're not trained enough to do that. They're like, sorry, I only blew your leg off.
It's it's a pretty high-powered rifle from not that far away. You should be able to hit somebody in the leg.
That is one of the dumbest arguments anyone's ever made. The whole shoot the maim thing is dumb, and police should never do that.
Shoot their toes off.
You either don't shoot them, or you shoot them to shoot them. Shooting to maim somebody is worse than just killing them.
They're criminals.
Plus, you could die. No. Getting shot in the leg can kill people.
Don't you go all fascism on us right now.
Shooting people in the leg does kill people. Remember that football player?
Yeah.
Got shot in the leg and died. He had a whole bunch of football muscles.
One? No, I don't remember that football player.
That was a real thing. He got home invaded and then saw a shot in the leg.
I'm not saying it's not a real thing. I'm just saying I don't remember the football player.
I don't know his name. It was a football player.
You're a football player.
Like in middle school. Anyway, ghost hunters say... Wait, this isn't the one I wanted to do.
On to the next one.
On to the next one, but I got to find the one I wanted to do.
Say it. Say it right in your full chest.
He just almost said the wrong parts of that.
What'd I say?
The joke. Say it with your test. Your chest.
With your test chest?
With
your
say it with your testicles.
Say it with your testes.
Say it with your testes. That's how a man do it. And that's how a man dies after failing to resurface in a haunted lake. And he's the seventh person to perish this year.
Yo, it wasn't haunted before, it is haunted now.
This is how lakes get ghosts. Make them. Dude, if that's the case, the Delaware is so fucking haunted.
Like, Delaware is haunted as fuck.
Someone died this year. There's somebody dies every year, but...
Do currents affect ghosts?
Does wind?
I bet ghosts make the currents. That's why they're confusing.
Wind does, currents do.
Cause like, think about it. Like, if you die in a river, is it the spot that you died where it's haunted?
I'm gonna
guess. Or is it where your body washes up?
Is it the particles of water?
Ghosts aren't allowed in water.
No, that's vampires.
No, ghosts too.
Since when?
The headless horseman couldn't cross that bridge because of running water. It's running water.
I thought it's because he was a demon.
Well, that's what a lake. Well, that's not a lake. That's what a river is.
He was a soldier that got his head shot off.
Listen, ghosts are ephemeral. If you can manifest and throw flaming pumpkins, that's a demon.
He's a ghost of a Hessian soldier that had his head blown off by a cannon.
I thought you were going to call him a ghost and a hussy.
He's a ghost was. And a hussy and a strumpet.
I mean, you saw the movie Sleepy Hollow, right? Christopher Walken in that movie, yeah, he fucked.
Christopher Walken, he bit her in the mouth when he smooched her and he had his little sharp piranha teeth.
He definitely fucks.
And he went,
Did I ever tell you, I know Jared knows, did I ever tell you about the time that my wife called me, speaking of the Delaware and people drowning in it? This person didn't, but she called me and she's like,
you're going to tell a story about Christopher Walken. I was like, your wife met Christopher Walken?
No, I would definitely always tell that story if that was something I knew. She saw someone jump off the bridge. Well, she calls me and she goes, I think I saw someone jump off the bridge.
Did they fall off the bridge?
No, they jumped. And she was like, what do I do? And I was like, you call the police? And she was like, there's other people there. And I'm like, please don't make this thing that mostly is fake be a real thing right now.
Oh, bystander.
I was like, call the police. So then she called my sister, had my sister call the police. But short story, that man really, somebody really did jump off and he survived and he got arrested.
Was it just for funsies?
I think it was for the reason people jump off that bridge.
You're just legally not allowed to do that.
Getting arrested for trying to kill yourself is the worst.
It's super illegal though.
It's so dumb. Like, I know your life sucks. That's why you're trying to
end
it.
That man needs a Capri Sun and a hug and you're going to arrest him.
I also feel that like people shouldn't get arrested for running away from jail. It used to not be a crime. You know, those still like,
how is it my fault that you didn't do a good enough job keeping me here?
Well, also it's true. It used to not be illegal because they considered it human instinct to escape being locked up.
Yeah. Same thing with like resisting arrest.
That feels normal to me.
Like trying to stop someone from especially, taking your freedom away
How many times has someone not really been charged or whatever, but they're like, tell it to the judge? I'm like, bitch, I know I didn't do anything. I'm not going to let you put me into an arm bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Or all the people that get arrested for resisting arrest and that's the only crime they committed.
Yeah.
You're being arrested for resisting. Be like, I wasn't being arrested before, so I can't have been resisting arrest if I'm now arrested for resisting arrest.
You're under arrest for what? Resisting me arresting you. I didn't say no.
Yeah, it's
dumb. That's why you gotta yell, I'm not resisting.
But no, I think like if you try to kill yourself, you should, instead of instead of going to jail for it.
You should probably
see a doctor. Go to therapy. And it should be paid for. Like, it should be free therapy. And you should just, yeah, get a Capri Sun and a hug. Also.
Yeah. The police officer just, like, takes you in the back. He gives you one of those blankets. He's like, hey, man. Hey, do you want candy bar, man?
What was your favorite Lunchable growing up? I'm going to give you that.
I'm going to go get you a piece of Lunchable and I'm going to microwave it because I just found out
like, that's you're what it's supposed to do be.
That. There's it's instructions so much on them.
Better cold, though. Who said, do you think the guy who invented Lunchables was eating pizza and said, what if this was cold?
No,
and
you're
shitty?
Supposed to heat it up. There's directions on the package.
Not when you
get
given it for lunch at school. You're heating it up with a little Zippo lighter.
That's what I always thought was hilarious when they came out with the chicken nugget and hot dog ones. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what's the point of that? Like, so this is an at home snack where I could just have a freaking bag full of chicken nuggets.
No, but then I knew people that would just eat them cold, and I was like, why are you doing that?
I'm eating cold hot dogs.
I would never eat cold chicken nuggets.
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe if I was hungover.
Let's get back to this ghost that's making more ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
What if this is a ghost factory? A ghost factory.
It's like the movie what's the one movie where they just made ghosts? Supernatural had an episode where the ghost was just making more ghosts.
They were making ghosts?
Yeah, in Supernatural, the one guy, there's a ghost, he just kept killing people in his house and then abusing the other ghosts.
Like House on Haunted Hill?
Yeah, no. That is that the one that I'm thinking of?
That's the one where rich people have a birthday party.
The one with Owen Wilson. The one with Owen Wilson.
That's The Haunting.
That one.
That's the first movie I ever seen him in. I'm like, why does his nose look like someone chopped him in half?
Or wait, no. Rose Red, I think, is the movie.
That's a TV miniseries.
It was a movie. It was a four-part, 4 hours each movie.
That's a miniseries.
It's like 9 hours.
That's not even a miniseries. That's 16 hours.
It's mini because the episode number.
We should torture Jared and make him sit through those.
Though a micro series is...
16 hours? Fuck that. No.
I don't think it's that long.
A micro series can be as little as 5-minute episodes.
I can see that.
Anyway, Lake Lanier has built quite the reputation as one of the most haunted bodies of water
in
America.
Is it Lanier or is it Lanier?
I only saw it written, but I actually read something about this place.
We're going to go with Lanier. What?
I'm going to look it up.
It was the most haunted river or lake or the...
Oh, water. It's the most haunted body of water in America and the world. And the world.
Well, I was gonna
why
say,
did
wait,
you
what?
Need even separate that?
Officially,
just
say
world.
In the world. Yeah.
Officially, it's Lake Sydney Lanier.
I don't care. On Saturday, 23—this is August 30th, so it wasn't this Saturday. On Saturday. On a Saturday. It's, not the specific one that we're here today. With.
It's Lanier.
That's what I said.
I'm just confirming.
A 23-year-old man became the 7th person to die on the lake this year.
That's too many in 1 year.
I feel like people are doing it on purpose.
That's too many lake-based.
Do they not have lifeguards or something? Like,
no, probably not.
If that many people are dying, you should have someone in a boat.
Well, statistically,
at all times.
Listen, it sounds like a lot to us, but like statistically, like people drown. I can't swim. Good. Like, what? How many people do drown a year?
Well, here's probably the thing. Like, a lot of people drown like in the ocean, and what did they do? They put lifeguards up.
Sometimes, and then sometimes there's just a sign that says
you get arrested
swim
if you
at
go
your
at
own disease or whatever.
Peril.
There, yeah, that.
Your own disease. Swim at your own disease. You get in here, big grab bag. Who knows what's in here?
23-year-old
That's
never,
how you can tell you're from Jersey.
We call this
lake. Swimming in water is immediately associated with disease.
That's only the North Jersey part with the Swamp of Despair, whatever that's called.
Why? I have never heard of that, and we are going there.
It's the abysmal. Wait, hold on a second.
It can be abysmal. We're going there. One, swamps are supposed to have alligators, and I don't think New Jersey has them, but I don't care.
Well, funny not you naturally. Said that. We probably should have talked about this. There was an alligator loose in North Jersey until this week. They just caught it.
So it might have been trying to make
it.
It
was
to
like
the
a 3 to 4
despair.
Foot alligator that's been missing for 2 weeks, and they said they're not.
That's not long enough to be scary.
100% sure.
Yeah.
It was the same alligator.
Isn't the Swamp of Despair basically from fucking Princess
it's
Bride?
It's called the Great Dismal Swamp in New Jersey.
It's the Bog of Despair in Princess Bride.
Yeah. Let me.
Is it haunted? Does it have a Bigfoot?
No, it's just for Jersey being a garden state. It's just nothing you could do there.
That's fucking lame.
That is lame.
And all the industry up there makes it stink. It might have stunk before, but it stinks like industry now.
Now I don't want to.
There's probably ghosts there. The mob probably buried some
for
bodies
sure.
there. Yeah.
Honorable animal mention, though, real quick. And there was an anaconda in New Jersey.
You really love those New Jersey anaconda. It wasn't even that big.
It was at the lake that you...
Did I talk about this last time?
At the lake...
I don't think we talked about it on the thing, but we talked about it.
We definitely did talk about it. I think it was mentioned at least once.
Yeah.
Anaconda. I'm surprised when we talked about Strange, you know, 50 States of Strange, New Jersey, you guys didn't talk about the time warp.
What time warp?
The time warp.
There's apparently a place in New Jersey that underneath a bridge, or no, not, you have to park underneath the bridge. You have to then go into the woods and like walk a little bit.
And then get lost.
Yeah, and there's a time warp.
Why do you do this to yourself? Because you know what this means, right?
Is everybody out there like, let's...
But the issue is that it's a one-way time warp.
Where do you go? Forward or backwards?
Both. No one knows.
There can't be one way, because then nobody would be able to tell the story of it.
The whole thing is that they say that if you do it, it's very similar to Shades of Death. If you go there, a black SUV will chase you.
Oh, so okay. Here's the thing: we'll go to the future and be like, with our knowledge of the past, and they'll be like, "You mean these history books?" I'm like, "Fuck, we didn't think this through."
If we, no matter what, I don't think we have enough useful knowledge to survive going either way.
Yeah, I know enough stuff like offhandedly that they'd be like, "Cool, how do we do that?" I'm like, "I have no idea."
Like, if we go back too far and like certain plagues are a thing, and then we would be like, oh, "Penicillin, how do you make it?" It has something to do with moldy bread.
You eat okay, a bunch
what
of moldy
do we?
Bread.
What do we do after? That moldy fuck, bread. Just eat moldy bread, man.
And it's really a grab bag of whether or not it's going to be the right mold or the wrong mold.
Yeah, it'd be like, just everybody eat moldy bread until everyone's better, and then everyone just keep eating that type of bread.
And they all just
bread.
Start dancing in the street till they die, and you're like, fuck, wrong kind of bread.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, going back in time wouldn't be helpful at all. Or be like, oh man, in the future, we have computers in our pocket. They're like, well, how do you make that?
I think if we go far enough back in time, we could be like, you're your kings now.
Honestly, if I go back in time,
but then the whole time I'll just be like, I hate this place. I can't fucking wash my hands because the soap hurts and nobody has any.
Yeah, I'll just keep doing the same, like my thumb coming off trick. Be like, oh, he's a wizard.
No, I mean, if I go back in time, I only want to go back in time like a week and just learn the lottery numbers first, go back in time, buy a ticket, reverse pickpocket myself, done.
Why'd you just kill yourself and replace yourself?
Wow, because then you would have died in the past and you never would have came to the future.
Yeah.
We're not trying to do splinter time.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, I just hold on to it until after I go into the past.
We don't have time for this. And if we're going to do a timeline, a time warpy episode, we have to bring Ryan for it because he gets really fun. With all the math he does.
When we did a time travel one, we went off on a tangent, kind of like if you do go back in time, you're just going to be floating in space.
Well, there's like the one time that me and him were supposed to talk about aliens, and I just had him explain to me how faster than light travel was possible, and I just kept calling bullshit.
It's not.
No, what about warp bubbles?
That's a loophole.
It is a loophole.
And it's also theoretical. A 23-year-old never resurfaced this week.
I forgot someone died.
Yeah, me too.
Well, technically, a lot of people died. He's number seven.
Seven just this
I guess he's
year.
Lucky. That's why. Can you imagine being called lucky number seven for dying?
Ghost Ship does that, too. They make ghosts for the Ghost Ship. Just trying to make,
oh, yeah.
There's a lot of movies where they just ghosts
it is
make
like
ghosts.
Ghost Factory.
It's just terrible. This is a
think about it. Like, you're going to live... You're gonna be like a little in between life and death thing till the end of existence.
Was Ghost Ship
you're
a time
want, you're gonna want like a whole bunch of friends with you.
That's true.
And if you make a bunch
but
of
what
people,
if you
they're
don't.
Gonna be mad at
Here's
you
the
for
thing.
A while yeah. and then they're just gonna be like, fine.
You have time.
If you're a ghost,
you have time to work out your differences.
You'll get over it.
If a ghost is eternity, right? Like you become a ghost and that's just it. That's it forever, forever and ever, ever, ever.
Which seems like it would suck.
And then the earth ends. What do you haunt?
Space.
Yeah.
Space
the final frontier.
We've already said we're like, you know,
space is full of ghosts.
We're like, if when you die, you become a ghost. The reason why not everybody's a ghost is because you just locked onto those coordinates in space.
You know what happens?
Some people lock onto an object. Some people lock onto a coordinate.
I just realized something. When that happens, and then like the whole universe finally ends, it'll probably start again. Those ghosts will go to a planet, right? And they'll go inside of people.
Yeah.
And then you'll have to get L. Ron Hubbard to come with his tomato tool and tell you how to get the ghost out of your body.
Well, it would be ghost L. Ron Hubbard.
I mean, what is
no, it'd be new L. Ron Hubbard. It'd be Arlon Hubbard.
Yeah.
Arlon.
It'll be what do we say? Is it Ron? L. Ron Howard?
L. Ron Howard. He's a director and a writer.
No, we were watching the Ice Cream Man. We forgot who he was.
Yeah, we forgot his.
We're like, it's L. Ron Hubbard's brother. And he was like, that's not his name.
L. Ron Hubbard's brother.
And then that's what it did. It branched into L. Ron Howard.
Anyway, yeah, this man's been ghosted by ghosts. He went underwater in a Georgia lake that's widely believed to be haunted, making him the seventh person to become a ghost this year. That's not what it says, but I'm sticking with that
man,
story.
I really thought it did.
Edgar Stephen, that'd be fucked up if the news was like
that. The news was like, this man got ghosted by a lake, and it's not how you think.
Edgar Stephen Cruz Martinez drowned on Saturday in Lake Lanier, which has a morbid reputation in connection to the many victims pulled from the waters. Game wardens recovered Martinez's body in 10 feet of water, WAGA reports.
Damn, people drown in stuff, and you're like, that's not a lot of water.
Is that the whole article?
I mean, he probably drowned in deeper water and just floated.
It's not the whole article, but you can see why I got confused, because it's just like that paragraph ends and then bras. A lot of people aren't used to swimming in choppy water. It's not like a pool out here. It's completely different. So you can get swept out pretty easy. Lakes are, I thought lakes were just.
No, lakes have tides and lakes they have waves.
Are pretty. Not only do they have like their own little waves and currents, they also have some of the most like rampant bacteria numbers because they're like little fresh water.
I knew they were dangerous in like that way, but also yeah. I just thought they were like, you know,
cesspool.
I thought they were like Lake Placid.
There's not like big waves usually on a lake, but you know they're there.
Wasn't a
Superior?
Single wave when we went to Ghost Lake. There was just rocks being thrown from an unseen
Ghost
horse.
Ghost Lake is basically a pond.
It's two ponds.
Ghost Lake is a pond.
It's a lake.
Well, now two it's pond, I thought now it's connected because they finished that one tunnel true. Connecting.
You said two pond, and I imagined a water themed Tupac.
Hell yeah.
What's the lake? One of the Great Lakes has like more shipwrecks than anything.
Probably Lake Erie.
Is it Erie or Superior or Ontario or?
I feel like Superior would do it.
Lake Geppetto.
Now that I think about it, it's called? Superior. Lake Geppetto is 100% its name.
That's where you get swallowed by a whale.
Yeah.
As the summer comes to a close, Tanner advised that people taking a risky swim in the lake should prepare for warmer waters. I don't know what that means. It gets warmer there as it gets cold. With it being the end of the summer, it gets brutally hot out here sometimes, with the water being warm as well. That's a nice thing. Why would you have to prepare for that?
People fall asleep in it.
Tanner explains people don't realize they're dehydrating, and they'll get out pretty deep, and their legs will start locking up, and they'll go straight down. No, that sounds like ghosts.
Just drink the water.
That's called ghost.
It's fresh water.
You just explained how it wasn't safe.
Okay, here's the thing, though. Okay, you get a bacteria. It's gonna make you sick, but are you going to drown?
Maybe. If you immediately become sick and start puking.
It's kind of insulting that you can dehydrate in a pool of water.
It's kind of, yeah.
But the thing is that it's fresh water. It's not even like, you know, being out to sea.
Being out to sea makes sense.
I still think people should be able to absorb water liquids through their body.
It is non-salt water, but it is not fresh.
It's lake water. And if it's man-made lake water, there's probably
that water's just full of spinning around to try to, you know, get everything out of it.
It's just full of fish.
You guys ever hear about like the lakes where it's like super clear and they're like, stop swimming here? And they're like, no, because
it ruins
beautiful.
It.
No,
yeah.
no. Because it's got bleach in it.
I was going to say.
It's got a bunch of chemicals that make it super clear.
The natural ones.
No, these are like in quarries and stuff. And like people love going to them. And it's like, no,
quarries,
you can't
that
swim
makes
here.
Sense. You get that chloride stuff just leaching out of the rocks.
Yeah. Like the water's basically bleached.
Well, how about those Yellowstone pools that are like beautiful and like blue and pristine? And you're like, this is battery acid.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
the ones that melt people?
Well, they're, from heat and or acidity.
Yeah.
No, I meant both. Lake Lanier is considered to be the most haunted lake in America, with prove more it. Than 200 people having died there between 1994 and 2002. Man, and just seven this year.
Wait,
it's
how
like,
many?
It's like ramped up. There's 200 from 1994 to 2022.
Yeah, wow.
Seven of them are just
that's
this
a
year.
Good chunk.
There was a shift
it's
change.
It's almost 10% just this year.
Yeah, it's a shift change. You got fresh workers came in to make new ghosts.
The ghost factory. According to the data from the Georgia Department of Natural Resource Law Enforcement Division. That makes it sound like less people can swim now. The lake is named after a Confederate Army veteran and was artificially made by the United States government in the 1950s.
Let's just call it Ghost Lake now.
By the time it was finally constructed, some 250 families were displaced, many of them believed to be black. This number is heavily contested.
Well, then.
This isn't about ghosts anymore.
This went a very different way than I thought this story was going to go.
That actually seems extra shitty.
Yeah, let's get a petition like, to change this lake name.
The name of this lake is named after a Confederate soldier, and they kicked out a bunch of black people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's extra Confederate-y.
So just call this Death Lake.
Yeah. Let's call it the Lake of Tears.
I don't think you can do that.
Misery Lake.
Ghost Lake. It's got ghosts in it.
Yeah, but there's already a Ghost Lake. You already talked about
Lake
it.
Of yeah. Doom. Yeah, yeah, but like, okay, that doesn't matter. But no, there's a Phillipsburg in Pennsylvania and New Jersey.
I think Misery Lake is good because there's a lot of misery from the living that got kicked out and also all the people that died.
Yes.
Misery.
Stop loading new ads and confusing my place. According to styleblueprint.com, many of the structures, buildings, and roads that were flooded during the lake's creation were left as is. I always wanted to deep dive one of these. I've watched
so dangerous and cool.
I know, just like to look at someone's house and be like, oh, I'm stealing all your stuff.
Yeah, not panic.
I would take people's like pictures. Yeah. Like out of their house, but I got your family portrait. It's my family portrait now.
Now Kyle's trying to. He like we're so far out from Shades of Death. He doesn't believe in ghosts again. Besides upstairs, so he's trying to get haunted.
He's so far away from my house.
He
believes in ghosts no longer.
Yeah, man. I go upstairs, but I went upstairs last time by myself.
It was day.
Whatever.
Last time,
ghosts don't wait.
There was people upstairs last time.
Oh my god!
And it was still light out.
And Cass was there to protect you.
Yeah.
He was there the first time. Divers filled eerie relics of the streets, walls, and houses intact. Find eerie relics of the streets. I watched a movie that was a found footage style film about people that deep dived into a haunted house and then they got murdered.
Oh, there. Wait. Was that the one where the lead guy gets, I mean, I guess spoilers. And someone ends up being connected to the family.
I don't know.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
If you don't know the plot.
No, it wasn't.
He was like, probably wasn't watching like fully stuff on enjoying his phone it. At the same
I was
time.
Like, I don't like found footage films, so I was probably like a little bit like.
Was it the one where it's the guy and the girl, and then the family's like still down there, but kind of like monsters?
Yeah, and they
yeah,
like
yeah,
meat
that.
Hook them or something.
Yeah, I seen that.
Do you know what would be really cool if we go here, we get a bunch of scuba tanks, we put like a bunch of weights on to like weigh us down,
yeah.
And then we walk the streets.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Just literally like, open the door.
They kind of do that in the new Indiana Jones movie.
Stop talking about it.
I just think that'd be fun. There's a strike going on, man. You can't be talking about Disney stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This is a Disney movie?
I always forget about that.
The strike or that it's Disney?
Don't go watch it.
On that note.
Don't.
On yeah. The note of Disney.
I mean, I'm sure you can't. Is it not in theaters anymore?
On the note of Disney. Yeah. Discovery Channel proved that there are 20 cemeteries with headstones and graves still at the bottom of the lake that were never removed.
The bodies are still down there.
The ancestors of the disrupted populations were never relocated, thus sparking many stories of haunted encounters. This is how you get poltergeists.
How you get a ghost factory.
That's how you get a poltergeist.
A poultry geist? Is that a ghost chicken?
A poltergeist.
They didn't move the bodies. Instead of building houses,
they built a whole ass lake
on it. They got mad. They drowned a couple people. Those people are like, are you telling me I'm stuck down here?
So here's and the thing that's confusing to me
just
then.
Keep doing it.
Like, I could understand, I guess, a natural lake having like current and stuff because, you know, there's like tunnels and shit that you can't see. I don't get man-made lakes not being still.
So all they did was they dammed up to one side. Yeah. So it's still fed by natural water sources?
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm like, there's definitely running water that still feeds out to
every
it.
Time I thought, in my mind, how man-made lakes were made,
they just brought a hose and put...
Are you literally picturing like what we do in Minecraft?
I was picturing like a fire truck.
Blow a big hole and then just be like, now we got to fill that big hole in.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I know how they're made, man.
Yeah, no, they just...
I just thought like a fire truck can just kept pouring water into
there's
it.
There's definitely streams and rivers and stuff that feed to it, and it used to just keep moving, and then they were
couldn't
like,
you just like
don't
open all the fire hydrants?
That probably would have helped.
There's probably no fire hydrants in the woods.
But no, there's a town
It's a town.
Oh.
Remember, they kicked a bunch of people out, and they left all the dead people.
250 people got kicked out. There's 20 cemeteries.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there was definitely probably like...
That's a lot of cemeteries for a small amount of people that got displaced.
Gotta think of racism, man.
Yeah, true.
It was in the South.
Oh.
It was a black community.
Each family had their own cemetery.
Do you know to Central Park? It was a black and Irish community. Central Park, New York. Yeah. And they took all that land to make it a park because they were like, get out of here.
And they just made it a park now where you can get blowjobs by homeless people and stabbed by bank robbers.
That is the most white American thing ever.
Yeah. They're like, are you going to put new houses here? We're like, no, it's just nature, but you can't live here.
We hate you so much.
Yeah, and now a whole bunch of weird stuff happens there. You can just go hide in a bush and someone will put their dick in for you to blow it, and then like everybody gets stabbed once a week.
Is that like a glory hole but a bush?
No, I think that's a real thing. I've seen it in movies.
There's dick bushes?
So my experience with Central...
I don't know if that's how that works.
My experience with
Central... I just know that like they meet up,
does the person in the bush suck the dick, or is there a dick poking out of a bush and someone's just like, I'm going to suck that?
Yes, I don't know, man. I've never gone.
Does the bush?
I've never been there. We'll have to go there and just see. We'll put our dicks in all the bushes.
So my bush experience in Central Park is you walk up the steps from the one road on the long side.
You had a bush blowjob?
And then you sit inside a bush and smoke weed.
Yeah, people just do stuff in the bushes there, all kinds of stuff.
So if I can smoke weed in the bush, and I mean, now I could probably just smoke it and walk around.
Shit, Samuel L. Jackson lived in a cave in Central Park.
It's true.
What?
And he had Valentine's.
He did.
Stuyvesant.
Is this a movie?
Stuyvesant.
Are you quoting a movie right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Caveman Valentine's?
No.
Everybody out there, watch that movie if you get the chance. It's really difficult to find.
It's about
now.
A homeless piano man who believes that there's a man named
homeless
Stuyvesant.
Homeless piano savant.
Savant who believes a man named Stuyvesant is haunting him with yellow, blue, and green lights.
He's at the top of the Empire State Building, and his gaze just kind of looks around the city. And he could take over people's minds.
Yeah. And the man has a daughter who's always like really worried about him because he's crazy.
Yeah.
And
he still has a lot of rich and powerful friends too, but chooses to live in a cave.
Because he was an orchestra pianist or whatever.
Because he was a savant.
Individuals who go swimming in Lake Lanier seem to die under strange circumstances or have something mysteriously attack or harm them. I told you, it's ghosts. Not their legs being dehydrated. They're getting pulled down by ghosts.
I don't think it's their legs being dehydrated. I think it's their body being dehydrated.
Listen, they don't have proof that's what's happening. So the DNCR are just making shit up. Is that what that's called?
What if that is what's happening, but what's really occurring is every time the person
the ghosts
goes,
are dehydrating you and then yanking you by your stiff legs.
Every time you go to drink some water, the ghost like pops up from the lake, grabs your water, and pulls it down.
Yeah. Why are you drinking water in the water? Normally you get out of the water to go get a water bottle.
Maybe,
but
floating.
You know what? What's happened is you go to drink the water and a ghost goes in your body and it drinks the water as it's going in your mouth.
Just blocks
so
it.
You feel it going in your mouth, but then like the ghost is drinking it, so you never get the water.
That would be a cool ability for a ghost to have.
I bet they could do that. Towards the beginning of July, a rabid beaver attacked a little girl. What the fuck? Who was swimming on private property in a portion of the lake. The girl's father rushed into action to save the girl, beating and drowning the beaver in the process of the rescue. Local outlets report that the beaver, weighing 50 to 55 pounds and among the largest seen on a lake, began gnawing at the girl's leg.
Man, that beaver was so big.
After the beaver was drowned, the girl was rushed out of the water and taken to a local hospital. There she received rabies shots for the bite.
For like weeks, because you have to get so many shots.
One.
No, you have to keep going
there's
back for
treatments.
There's
an evil rabid beaver
in
this shots lake.
Are they in the stomach too or something? Hey,
two.
Oh, you're instead, saying one as in things. Yeah, I thought you were just saying things. One shot. And I was then, like, no, it's a lot.
And then two, the dad was like... The dad revenge drowned this beaver because his daughter probably could have been rushed out faster, but he was like, fuck this beaver and drowned it first.
Yo, what if he got his daughter out while grabbing the beaver by like the scruff and like gave the daughter to the mom? Is like, get her to the hospital. I have to take care of this.
They said he took her out after he drowned the beaver. That means she was still in the water with beaver bites. And he's like, don't, I have to fucking kill this beaver first.
Depending on how hurt she was, she might have been like, yeah, get him, daddy.
Kill that fucking beaver.
One time we were coming back from the river and
it
was...
Are you going to tell us you killed a beaver?
No, the sun was setting, so it was like dark twilight, right? Like it's
you
like not quite dark, like pitch black outside, but it's pretty. It's like that like deep, like violet color outside, you know what I mean? And a groundhog attacked us. My dad was pretty sure it was rabid because it like found us. And if it had hands to point into his eyes and then back into my dad's eyes, it was like, I'm coming for you, old man.
Did your dad beat it to death?
He did draw its attention, and it's because it was charging us. And he was like, get out, go on, get off the path, kid, go run. And we started like running off the path. We went through a couple trees and then went to this other path. Did you serpentine? We didn't. We just like, we went to the diagonal.
Doesn't work.
And he was like, get on over here. And it charged him. And as it charged him, he just jumped over it. And it like spun around and then charged at him again. I swear to God, it was, he did everything except like move his foot through the ground before he did his second charge. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How it, fucking crazy.
I was hoping you were going to say your dad was
Nintendo, like straight Super Mario'd this ground.
Oh, like just, he just like, like Goomba stomped it.
He'd be like, I'm bigger than you, bitch.
Well, he jumped over it three times, and the fourth time it charged him, he did kick it off the trail.
Dude, yeah, at some point you have to just be like, I'm bigger than you.
I punted it first.
Yeah, I would have been like, well, you also usually wear steel toe boots.
It was dark,
yeah,
and he didn't want to risk getting bit, you know, because if it had rabies.
Then you just fucking Bruce Lee just.
What if you guys like accidentally like walked on its babies and you didn't know it? And
you killed its whole family?
Well, if we did, my dad avoided it and then gave a little football kick.
It was there trying to defend his family.
It's like family annihilated. Well, these groundhogs.
Groundhog trying to protect
ever
his
since
family.
I taught him that term, he loves using
it's
it.
A good term to use. What's just term? Randomly.
Family annihilator.
Oh, family.
That's what you call a person who murders the whole family and sometimes themselves. This case was one of the more tame incidents to occur on the lake. However, on July 27th, a 24-year-old man was suddenly electrocuted when he jumped in the lake in Lake Lanier, which stumped authorities.
Yeah, that was a ghost. That was 100% ghost.
Do you think the beaver was possessed by a ghost?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say now. It wasn't rabies. It was ghosts.
Honestly, this is the most believable ghost story. He got electrocuted on a lake. Near probably, I'm assuming, nothing electrical.
It was later determined that electrical currents had leaked into the lake, which caused a phenomenon called electric shock drowning. I think that's
just called getting electrocuted and being in water.
Yeah, I don't. They made that sound like more than just getting electrocuted while in water. NBC said, this is when a swimmer's body is incapacitated due to shock, which often leads to an unfortunate aquatic death.
Here's the shit.
They're really like flowering up this
words. You're
telling
me that like, what did like someone put a fucking wire into the water?
Here's the thing. That's not what they said. They just said somehow electrical currents leaked into the lake.
How?
And apparently it's enough of a problem that it has a name.
What would make sense is that someone electrified the water somewhere.
This lake specifically?
I don't know if it's specifically this lake, but the phenomenon of getting electrocuted in a lake has a name.
Well, yeah. Well,
oh, maybe if it's like lightning hits the water and electrocutes you, I could see that.
I can see that
but
one.
It literally just
if
says
it's South America,
electrical current somehow entered the lake.
How long does electricity stay in the water?
Ever.
No, it's not a battery.
Until it unelectrifies.
Watch, we're going to find some like M. Night Shyamalan Cove where the rocks are so special they hold the electrical charge after a lightning shock.
It just keeps bouncing around.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking crazy.
Did you see the movie Old? That's
no.
What I was saying. It was. It's
Is
the
that
rocks.
What happened?
It's the rocks. It's the minerals in the rocks.
Oh my God.
M. Night
he
Shyamalan
needs to stop making movies and then being like, it's the earth.
I like.
He's so against nature.
Lady in the Water was good.
I never seen that one. I stopped watching
them
after
the
stupid fucking
Harrison
Mark Wahlberg
Ford
one.
No, that's the one where the pool, the apartment maintenance guy or the hotel maintenance guy, he's got one real strong arm and one real strong leg because he only works out one of each. And he's like, I'm kind of like a scientist. I'm testing when you only work out one side.
So you just walk uneven.
He had like a one Popeye arm.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Dude, that's
that like, movie's great. We're going to watch it now for one of these movie days.
Arm wrestlers do that all the time. And yeah. It's so weird.
Arm wrestlers or like, professional baiters.
Like professional arm wrestlers do that. And I'm just like, why not just work out both sides?
I can't watch professional arm wrestling because I get so scared someone's arm's going to break.
I've
but
seen
also,
it so
me
many
too.
Times.
That's why I'm scared of
but
it.
But also, why not just work out both your arms?
No, it's not the same.
But what if the person comes up and he's like, nah, man. Left hand.
You know
like,
what?
Oh, fuck.
They work out one arm, right? And you get all those like weightlifting calluses. And on the other one, it's like baby smooth because
they
just lotion it
that's
all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Their strong arm is not their jerky.
Do you
arm.
Think they make mashed potatoes by just like punching the mashed potatoes with their strong arm? And just
I
be
would.
Like, this is my strong arm.
If I could squeeze a potato and we'll mash just, it, you know how much I would do that?
I was making a scary movie joke.
That would be the opposite.
They yeah, actually have
a party
arm.
Trick.
But you gave me an idea and I would spend a lot of money on potatoes. Just to mash them.
Just make them explode.
And then when I got into a fight, I'd yell, "I'm about to mash your taters," and then
grab their dick and squeeze.
Just immediately grab their balls. And just...
Well, okay. If you have the power to just bear claw a potato, you do not. You could give the most killer purple nurple in a fight, and they would just quit.
Yeah, so this
like, lake, I'm done with this.
This lake apparently was like July is ghost month, because the death
it's
of
like
the
Shark
man,
Week.
The death of the man electrocuted on the lake came just a few days before two other men tragically perished at Lake Lanier on July 31st, officially doubling the number of people who died at the lake this year.
Sheesh.
Usher's stepson, is that like Usher? Like Usher.
Yeah, I'm going to assume it's Usher.
Who? They wouldn't refer to someone with that job as Usher.
Usher's stepson also perished at Lake Lanier.
Oh, shit.
In June 2012, a family friend, Jeffrey Hubbard, was driving a jet ski that accidentally crashed into 11-year-old Kyle Glover, who was on a rubber inner tube.
Oh, no, cow.
It was Kyle with an I, which is why I took so long
why
to read it.
Why with an I? His yeah. parents knew something bad was going to happen.
Kyle's death sparked heartache for the family, who described him as the most fun, creative, sweet, and respectful boy. And that's the end. We just end with Usher's stepson and a really sad ending to that. And a lake full of ghosts.
A lake full of ghosts that electrifies people and kills.
If I was to believe a lake is haunted, it's this one.
The ghosts
got possessed beavers and people just get electrocuted and then people
for
just
no
get pulled
reason.
Under the water.
I think those ghosts are the ghosts of electric eels.
It's got to be something. There's no reason that the water should just become electrified.
What was the movie where the guy becomes electricity after they kill him in the electric chair?
What?
Lawnmower Man?
He became
he
fucking,
became a computer.
He didn't get killed though. He was plugged like he was.
Are you sure?
We're just gonna announce like the movies where people become weird things after getting electrocuted.
The fire one. What's the fire one where the guy gets like? Hold on.
Guy becomes fire.
No.
Did you ever see the one where the man gets electrocuted man, and he has voodoo like done to him first, and then he becomes the Sandman?
No, I don't know that one.
You should watch that.
But in Lawnmower Man, it was that he. He was having experiments run on him to make him smarter.
It's literally called Shocker.
Oh, okay.
It's a Wes Craven movie.
No one gets fingers put in their butt?
It's 1989.
I've seen a lot of Wes Craven movies.
Supernatural slasher starring Michael Murphy.
You know what's weird? I keep trying to want to like Nightbreed, and I keep watching it to try and like it, and I don't ever like it.
Isn't that a song?
I just watched Night of the Demons.
No, it's Night Moves.
The original one. Did you ever see that?
No. Most movies I
wait,
will
is that
say
the
no
Italian
to.
One?
No.
Night of the Demons.
I had the lady who was, you see Return of the Living Dead, the like kind of hokey one where they like.
Which one? Which
dance? I've watched. The dancing in a graveyard and the one punk girl goes full frontal.
What?
That punk girl is in Night of the Demons as one of the possessed girls.
Also full frontal?
I've seen this and I'm trying to remember which one.
No, but yes, you don't see it all at once, but you see it at different times.
He's like, we're going to split what? This up to make it different.
Is this the one where they go to like a house and they're having a party?
No. Wait. Yes. Night of the Demons. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Then I saw that.
It's I think it's an old
Night of
home.
The Demons 2 is like in Italian.
There's
or
a sequel.
It's in a movie theater.
There's a sequel, but never watch it. There's also a remake with Shannon Elizabeth.
Wait, why never watch the sequel?
Because she it's just hot turned garbage. 50.
Is that the one in the movie theater?
Shannon Elizabeth just turned 50.
That's a cultural icon from our childhood.
The movie theater one I'm thinking yep. of.
I don't know. I didn't see
it's
that.
It's got
one.
Demons.
I seen a really good Spanish movie from a movie theater. This guy was like the killer and he traps people in the movie theater and he was killing them in there. At one point, his eye gets gouged out and he eats it in front of them as a like an intimidation tactic. Guess what? It worked.
Yeah, okay. The movie worked. I'm thinking of is a Dario Argento movie. Okay. So it is Italian. And it's just called Demons.
Oh, okay.
Demons.
Yeah, imagine some killer get you like jab his eye out as self defense, and then he just pulls it the rest of the way out and eats it.
Yeah, no, that would fuck with me very hard. I'd kill myself.
I know how to fight Jared now.
I was
blind yourself.
I'm gonna eat one of my eyeballs. It's not blinding yourself. It's giving yourself less depth perception.
I honestly think that it's you're not gonna be able to see very well out of that one eye.
The one that's not that's true. You don't have
it's
anymore.
It's gonna be gone, and then you're probably gonna be like, ow,
that's true.
Oh, it hurts so much.
You can get a
hurts so much.
You can get a hag eye in Baldur's Gate 3. It gives you disadvantage on perception checks, but advantage on intimidation checks. Or maybe it's plus one.
That's not enough.
It's just like a spooky looking eye.
Anyway, this was a really weird episode.
Sure was.
If you guys like ghosts and stuff,
do you like hanging out at our goth nerd kid lunch table?
Do you guys like talking about random movies, sometimes ones that aren't even scary? This is a really weird episode.
I don't know what this outro is.
This was Midnight Mountain Madness at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
You're a weird episode.
You're a weird episode.
You can find this weird episode and other episodes wherever you get your podcast, but the best place to do that is going to be on our website. What is that website, one of you guys?
Spotify.com.
RumRunnersPodcastNetwork.com.
Both of those places, actually. So, yeah. I mean,
you can literally be anywhere.
Can you even go to Spotify just through the website? Probably. You have to have the app.
No,
iTunes, you have to have an app.
No, I use it on my computer. I don't have a Spotify app.
Bam, Spotify.com also. You can also, if you have a show and you'd like to be on the network and join the weirdness, you can do that also on the website. There's a contact form right at the bottom. You can just let us know who you are and how to get in contact with you and what your show is about. And we'll listen to it and then we'll get back to you. So you can join the Rumrunners Podcast Network family. Also follow us on socials, Instagram, and on, what else are you guys on?
Twitter. Formerly known as X or whatever.
No, it's called Twitter. I'll never call it anything
X,
else.
X, formerly known as Twitter.
Dark Room Podcast. If you have any spooky stories, any things you'd like us to talk about, any scary movies that you want us to see, any sexy Bigfoot fan fiction, any of that stuff, you can email us at darkroomstories@gmail.com.
This is funny watching you do with a migraine because you can tell how much you're not having a good time.
Yeah, no, I'm really not having a good time.
You love this outro.
There's also Void Madness, the TTRPG that we've been developing over the past couple of years.
It's spooky.
It is. It is a sci-fi horror space opera RPG. It is a completely original system, completely original setting. You try to survive in space as space tries to drive you insane.
Dun, dun, dun.
Elevator pitch version of that. But follow that on voidmadness.com. Sign up for our newsletter. First one just went out. We'll be sending that out monthly.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
I got one of those.
Yeah, so do that. You guys keep speaking now.
Yeah, do it. And
never go to a lake that has ghosts. I don't think you need to keep promoting that. I think he did a good job.
I mean, I was just going to say stay spooky.
That's what I usually say, but fine, you can say it. Say it. I will get the whip.
Fine.
I got promoted.
Stay spooky.